it's been almost 2 years since I came to Denver, and it was great to be back at Dazzle. Saw a lot of old friends, and it's just beautiful, yeah, all around.
Let's rewind. 2019 was a good year for you in that you were the recipient of the American Pianist Award and also the Cole Porter Fellowship in Jazz. The American Pianist Award had some nice things attached to it. One was a deal with Mac Avenue to record. Is this a one-time recording with Mac Avenue, or do you think you'll be doing some more?
We definitely have plans to do another record, and we've been talking about what that is we want to do. But we had such a great time. We recorded the first one actually before the pandemic, I guess in January, February of 2020. So going into that recording session, we had no idea what was going to happen to the world. It was just a product of the time. I think we were all very joyous. I think we were all in a really good place. And then all of a sudden, a few months after we recorded, the world turned upside down.
You did not sit on your laurels, however, during the pandemic. You started Emmett's Place, broadcasting, streaming some live concerts from your place. And how many of those have you done? Over 70 or something? I mean,
We've done 69 of those, which is pretty crazy. And it all started when I got a call from a promoter friend in Kansas. And he said, hey, you're supposed to play here on this date. It was March 23rd, 2020. He said, you know, the world shut down, but if you go, do something online, it can be whatever you want. We'll pay you the full fee for the gig. So it was almost born from necessity. We said, how can we turn that offer down? So we set up the iPhone on my kitchen table, and then we played some tunes, and people really responded to it, and really speaks to the testament of how jazz creates a community and fosters the togetherness. And I can see that again when I go to Dazzle last night. People are so excited to be out together for a common cause. The music is just so powerful in bringing people joy and bringing people unity in a time where we haven't seen so much unity and so much joy in the world.
I know that you have worked with the Young Arts Foundation. In fact, you attended the Young Arts Foundation when you were younger, and the Lincoln Center's Jazz for Young People. Now, that's probably been on hold during the pandemic.
Well, since I've been on tour, I haven't done as much of the programs for Jazz Lincoln Center, but I'm heavily involved in education through Young Arts and through other avenues, and I've been teaching a little bit online during the pandemic. And, you know, our favorite thing to do is visit high schools and colleges around the world and connect with musicians in person. And we were in Vail this weekend, and there was a tremendous group of young students, high school aged, that were all there playing incredibly. And I think it just speaks to the fact that there are so many young musicians all over the country and all over the world, in fact, that are loving this music and want to play it for the rest of their lives. And when I see that, I see myself in them, because I definitely remember what it was like to be 17, 18, 19 years old and just hungry to learn about the music and to feel that feeling of swing.
And when you were in the Young Arts Foundation, how old were you then?
I was 18.
And that was a good experience for you, though, right?
Well, it was lovely because you meet all of the other serious musicians, the people that want to be professional musicians, the people that are already artists at that age. And the thing about Young Arts, too, is that it's not only jazz music, but it's classical, it's dance, it's art, it's creative writing, cinematography. So you meet all the great artists in your generation at 18 years old, and then you continue to see their trajectory and yours in tandem. And it's an amazing thing to now, you know, be 10, 11 years out of that program, 12 years maybe, and see where all these artists are and see what they've done with their careers and see what they've done for the world. And it inspires me to keep going and come up with some new things.
Right. Well, when I was up in Vail and you were performing, the students, they have reserved the front row for the students, which I think is a very cool thing. But I was watching them watching you, and their reactions, it was just so wonderful. They were just, you know, shaking their head and going, oh my God. And it was just so fun to see that inspiration in those young eyes. We'll listen to the title track from Future Stride. What I enjoy about this CD a lot, it's that, you know, you're going back and, you know, Fats Waller and just all of these wonderful pianists who kind of made their mark. You're refreshing a lot of music from back in the day, adding your very special touch to it. Tell me a little bit about Future Stride.
Well, as a concept, I think a lot of people think that Stride is something old, that it exists in a time long before I was around. And we're right now in the roaring 20s of the 2000s, and it's an amazing thing to think that I live in Harlem, in that location on that block. Even Willie Lyon Smith, Fats Waller, James P. Johnson, Mary Lou Williams, Thelonious Monk, these people were playing rent parties like we were doing virtually from our house, like we have been this year, and inviting people into our living rooms after the pandemic, you know, of 1918. And this way we've been able to revitalize the music of that time and let it affect people however it is to affect them in this time, and really try to use that old, you know, considered music to push things forward. And I always say that the further back you reach in history, the further ahead you'll be able to push forward. And I think that's really true for this music, where there's so much history, there's so much to study, and the further you go back and you check out the stuff that started it all, you know, you begin to understand the lineage, which is the most important thing in the music, how one era connects to the next, and we'll be able to connect this era into the next one if we know how it happened before us. So history is our teacher.